High heat temperatures and low precipitation are driving the drought crisis in the West and lowering the water levels in the Colorado River. This body of water is responsible for billions of dollars a year in agriculture and economic benefits. But the 7 states that rely on the river could soon face dramatic cuts in water use that the government says are needed to prevent reservoirs from falling so low they cannot be pumped. Arizona and Nevada will face cuts in the amount of water they can draw from the Colorado River for the 2nd year in a row. Camille Touton, commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, says that the Colorado River is in its 23rd drought year, and its 2 largest reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, only hold 20% of the maximum water capability they can hold together.
Reclamation's announcements today center on our inherent purpose of meeting our mission to protect the system and to ensure that the cities, agricultural communities, tribal nations, and the environment are sustained, not just next year, but for the future.
Federal authorities are stepping in and mandating 15% reduction next year after the 7 states that rely on the Colorado River failed to take action and reduce water use by at least 15%. Those states are Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Arizona and Nevada were hit with mandatory water cuts for the first time last year. The cuts planned for next year will force states to make critical decisions about where to reduce consumption and whether to prioritize growing cities or agricultural areas. Mexico will also face cuts. Officials say agricultural water use will be monitored and reduced. Financial compensation will be given. Some of the region's farmers have already been paid to leave their fields fallow, while residents of its growing cities have been subjected to conserve measures such as restriction on grass lawns. But even with actions and conservations, research shows within the next 4 years, the water levels for both basins will still be low. Tommy Boudreau is Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior.
The Interior Department will continue, as Commissioner Touton said, working with the basin states to develop consensus solution. There's still time for that. That said, we stand firm in the need to protect the system in order to maintain the conditions that are described as necessary in this study.
Cuts will not impact California for now. Arizona is expected to lose slightly more water than it did this year, when its 18% of its supply was cut. In 2023, the state will lose an additional 3%, totaling a 21% reduction since 2021. Nevada is also set to lose water, about 8% of its supply, but most residents will not feel the effects because the state recycles the majority of its water use indoors and doesn't use its full allocation. Last year, the state lost 7%. And neighboring countries are also being impacted. Mexico is expected to lose 7% of the 1.5 million acre feet it receives each year from the river. Last year, it lost about 5%. I am Pamela Estrada for KPFA.